Brothers and sisters, have you shared for joy yet? Let us shout for joy. The Lord Jesus cried out, "It's finished," on the cross. There was a very important thing happened afterwards. The veil of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. The veil was very thick. There is no more hindrance in front of the mercy seat in most holy place. It can go straight from the holy place to most holy place, to come to God face to face. This is the most precious fruit of the salvation that the Lord has accomplished. There is a living way for us to come before God. There is no more obstacle. It's so wonderful. You and I are in full confidence and joy. We can come to God freely. There is no more hindrance. For the Lord made the veil turn in two. The veil was His holy body. Hallelujah! We can embrace God through the salvation of the Lord. To enjoy Abba's love, there is a precious hymn talking about the veil is rent. Soon Abba runs to us. The veil torn from top to bottom. Looks like it was the Father Himself who torn the veil. God doesn't want any separation between God and man. How He longed to draw near us. So He sent His beloved Son to accomplish the salvation. Yay! The veil is torn forever. It can never be mended or hanging up again. We can come to God through this living way forever. So I'd like to sing a hymn with you in Hymnal 2, Psalm 56. Behold, the veil is rent. We will sing the first, the fourth, and the ninth stanzas.
Behold, the veil is rent. The Father runs to me. He embraces and kisses me. In His bosom so sweet. Deeper than the sea, His lover will be. In His sea of grace I live. Drink from surface and fount. The cross removed hindrance, opened the gate of grace. The Father's love from heaven pours, fills up my thirsty heart. Deeper than the sea, His love there will be. In His sea of grace I live, drink from surface and fount. Behold, the veil is rent. In heaven sit with Him. I share the Father's face of love and joy cloudless mornings. Deeper than the sea, His love will be. In His sea of grace I live, drink from salvation found.
I felt the excitement in my heart when singing this hymn, since there is no turning back at all. The veil is rent and cannot be mended. Abba runs to us and He will not turn back. The gate of grace is open to us. It pours from heaven. It's so cherished that all these has come true. The Lord has accomplished all things upon us. Now we can draw near God closely. We come to God face to face. Very often we talk about drawing near the Lord. To see His face shines upon us. I believe it is talking about to behold the glory of God face to face, His special presence with you, His glory, especially talking about His love. Now we can draw near God with full confidence to enjoy God's love face to face. As per the second letter to Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 mentioned, and we all with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord. We are being attracted and transformed into the same image of the Lord. The more we are in the likeness of the Lord, the more glorious we are. Wow, it's so precious that the veil is rent. Shall we sing this hymn again?
Behold the fairest rent, the Father runs to me. He embraces and kisses me in His bosom so sweet. Deeper than the sea, His lover will be. In His sea of grace I live, drink from surface and fount. The cross removed in dreads opened the gate of grace. The Father's love from heaven pours, fills up my thirsty heart. Deeper than the sea, His lover will be. In His sea of grace I live, drink from surface and fount. Behold the fairest rent, in heaven sit with Him. I share the Father's face of love, enjoy cloudless mornings. Deeper than the sea, His lover will be. In His sea of grace I live, drink from salvation found.
Let us worship together. Lord, how precious! The cross removed all hindrance. The lost Son has returned. We return to Abba's bosom. The veil is rent forever. The Father runs and kisses us with many kisses. We return to the throne and seated with you in heaven to enjoy the acceptance of Father's countenance. We can draw near God with unveiled face every day. O Lord, thanks for giving us such a glorious blessing that we can enjoy the cloudless morning. There is no hindrance with you, without any shadow and worry. There is no turning back. Our blessings before you will be the same, and your salvation is lasting forevermore. Brothers and sisters, you can stop the recording first, then you can draw near the Lord face to face. Let His face shine upon you and transform you. Once you're done, we will continue with the Bible reading. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we will read in Exodus chapter 34, verse 27 to 35. And the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the people of Israel came near, and he commanded them all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what he was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining. And Moses would put the veil over his face again, until he went in to speak with him. We haven't read from verse 1 to verse 26 in this chapter. I hope you can read it later on if you have time. God said 6 times, "You shall not." Don't get wrong that God wanted to restrict the freedom of the Israelites. But it has shown the land of Canaan was quite dangerous. God gave them a lot of warnings not to do these and that. God has shown his mercy and loving kindness. How he longed to be close to men and they could enjoy peace. And those "you shall not" were harmful to our relationship with God. Hence, we shall not do it. For example, if you have hypertension, those who love you may tell you to avoid the salty food. If you are coughing after you catch a flu, then those who love you will tell you to avoid the cold drink. Those who love you do not want to restrict you or take pleasure in your suffering. Instead, I found God said these 6, "you shall not." In fact, he tried his best to remind us that we shall draw near him and put our trust in him. We shall not misunderstand his good will. Let's come back to these verses. What I like to say in these paragraphs. First of all, in Exodus chapter 34, God repeats what he has said nearly everything mentioned in this chapter. Since he said these before, and why he has to repeat again? Is God long-winded? In fact, we know that it is necessary to repeat, for it was very important. Hence, we have to repeat and to remind again and again. Just like the brothers and sisters among us, when we listen to the message in a meeting, surely we will hear that we have to draw near God, to put our trust in him, and to keep our mind. All these related to our relationship with God appeared in the message again and again. We shall not be annoyed with this message or reminder. We shall think repeatedly and see how we can improve in any way. I have different feeling when reading this chapter and last chapter. Do you feel the same? This chapter rarely talk about the words of Moses, but the last chapter was the conversation between Moses and God, and it was fabulous. This chapter has only a few. I think only verse 9 was the words from Moses. In verse 28 mentioned, the Lord wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. So from verse 1 to verse 27, God has talked a lot. And then he wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets. Do you find it was a bit strange? Why didn't God start to write on the tablets while Moses went up to the mountain? Instead, he told Moses all these things before he wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets. I have a feeling that God was not in a hurry to give the tablets to Moses. What did God value in? I have a feeling that God is so romantic. Seemed God reminds me through this incident that I'm a peasant always in a hurry. I really want to finish the task as soon as possible. Then I'm happy. But God is so romantic, for he does not care about the work. God cared about was the time he spent with Moses. In fact, it took no time for God to write on the tablets. He didn't take 40 days and 40 nights to do that. But God valued much the closeness with Moses. So I know God treasures you and me more than anything else, even the ministry. To help others, all these are good. Of course, these are cherished by God, but what he wants most is we enjoy him first. He wants us to be strengthened from him. And the time of drawing near him is not for anything else, but we enjoy him alone. To come before him and stay closely with him. It's true, God wanted to write those commandments on the tablets, but what God wants more is to write his glory and love on the tablets of our hearts. God is expressing his heart. Can you get it? How he longs that our closeness to him. When we read verse 28, Moses stayed with God 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. You may feel that's really amazing, but that's not the point. The point is our body, soul, and spirit can satisfy. Not only the body is fine, but the spirit is filled with the glory of God. And this is the most treasurable. This is the point God wants to show us. Moses himself didn't know that his face was shining, and it has never happened on him before. This was not his first 40 days and 40 nights, but this time was very special. The skin of his face was shining. Why was that? It was not for the sake of Moses, for he himself didn't know at all. It was for the sake of the Israelites. In order they understood that it was so glorious for men to draw near God. The skin of the face of Moses was so shiny that the Israelites were afraid. They were scared of coming near Moses. It could be his face was so shiny and bright. Or Moses may be so holy like God, and he was fearsome. It was a big contrast when they look at themselves. Hence, they dare not to come close to Moses, but he called the people to come and be close with them. And later on, all the people of Israel came to him. I'm grateful to the Lord when I thought of these. He's the true light. He came from the light, and he came close to us. He has shone in the darkness of our hearts. Now we can come to him, to come to the light. How precious! He's holy, but he loves to dwell among men. Now every one of us can come to God freely and with full confidence. I really treasure verse 34 and 35. Here it mentioned twice. Moses went in to speak to God. He would remove the veil. Truly, there is no hindrance or coverings for us when we talk to God. It was the will of God to remove the veil. What God really wants is with us face to face. In the second letter of Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 mentioned, and we all with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord. With unveiled face means there is no hindrance at all. It's so good that the Lord Jesus has accomplished the salvation. He removed the veil. There is no obstacles between God and us, not even a speck of dust. We can draw near God closely, to behold the glory of God with unveiled face. Hence, we are transformed by the Lord, to be more glorious, to be his likeness. This is the heart of God from the beginning revealed to us through Moses. God doesn't want the veil between God and us. we shall not create any veil. Hence, every day we shall draw near God with confidence. I believe he accepted us fully and is so happy for us to come before him. We shall not be deceived by the enemies or think God doesn't like us much after we failed or stumbled. It's not true. All we have to do is to come before him with unveiled face. We shall believe the love of God towards us and to know his heart of acceptance. God doesn't want the veil at all. We shall fly before God freely every day to have the smooth fellowship with him. Moses drew near God on a mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. I believed he must be overjoyed. His spirit was satisfied and content. He must look radiant. But this was the reason that the skin of his face shone. Moses' spirit was filled with the joy of drawing near God. He must be filled with the glory of God. The most precious of God's glory is his love. Hence, his heart must be filled with God's love. His spirit was so different. In fact, Moses didn't know the skin of his face was shining. After we have finished our drawing near to the Lord, especially when we really have the fellowship with the Lord, I'm sure you have experienced that before. You are very happy, filled with God's love, and you're strengthened to love others. And you're full of love, hope, and glorious spirit to live on that day. Just like you go to work, to school, or to the housework with a shining face. Just we don't realize our face are shiny. But don't get wrong, not that your face is really shiny, but the glory of your spirit revealed on you. In fact, other people can feel that you're different. We can live our life with the presence and the glory of God. All we have to do is to draw near God with an unveiled face. But we have to have enough time to be transformed by the Lord every day. Just like Moses, 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not saying that you have to draw near the Lord on a mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. What I mean is to have enough time to stay before him and let the words of God to affect and touch our hearts so that we can enjoy and experience his personal love on us. I found this chapter is very precious and it has clearly shown to us a glorious way. The experience of Moses declared to the Israelites how to walk on a glorious way. And we shall learn from Moses as our role model in this generation, to draw near him. Shall we pray together and ask the Lord to help us? Lord, thank you. You have the most beautiful heart to us. You do not want any obstacles between you and us. You do not want any veil or curtain. Lord, you came to remove all the hindrance so that we are the closest and the nearest with you. We can come before God and enjoy him face to face. O Lord, how precious you have shown us a glorious way. Help us not to get into the wrong way or other tips in helping our spirits. The most important is to draw near you. Lord, may you attract our hearts again and again, so that we have enough time to stay in the light of your countenance, to enjoy your glory and your personal love. Lord, we shall have such a glorious spirit to live our life, or in our work, in order we can manifest the Lord, so that people can know you. Lord, may you fill us with your spirit. Brothers and sisters, I hope you can spend some time to read Exodus chapter 34. May the Lord bless you.